A painful winter accident. I like to stay at home when I prepare for my lectures because it's quiet. And because I'm home by myself, I don't have to take a shower. I don't have to shave. I don't even have to get dressed. I just put on my bathrobe, my slippers, and I slip down into my study and do my work. But on this particular morning, my wife said she needed to take care of something in the office, and she said, "Would you close the door to the garage after I drive out?" I said, "No problem." However, that night it had rained, and it had frozen, and there was a thick layer of ice on our driveway, a very steep driveway. She didn't notice the ice, and as she was walking out to her car, she slipped. She had her bag with her lunch in it, which included a can of tuna fish. As she fell to the ground, her hand went up and the bag and the can hit her right in the nose in a split second. I saw her fall to the ground and then turn and look at me with blood flowing down her face. I reacted without thinking. There is this hero dynamic men want to have, and it was as if the power of a mighty hero came into me. I went rushing to her rescue, in my bathrobe and with my slippers on. When I hit the ice, I suddenly saw my feet over my head. I've been a skier all my life, and I enjoy taking big jumps, but I never got that high in my entire life. I came down right on my back. I suddenly felt a level of pain I'd never experienced before. It forced all the air out of my lungs, and so I was lying there on the sidewalk. I couldn't breathe, and I was groaning. My wife said, "You sound like you're dying." I was lying on my back in the driveway, and my bathrobe was open. It looked like my wife got in a fight. It's strange what you think in moments like that. The first thing that came to my mind was, I wonder if the neighbours are watching. I started to crawl up the driveway to get to her rescue, trying to catch my breath, but I just kept sliding down the driveway. Well, to make a long story short, when I called the doctor and said, "I think I've hurt myself badly," he assured me probably I hadn't. I thought to myself, how does he know? But by 4 o'clock the next morning, I was in such terrible pain that I figured that I must do something. I went to the hospital, they took the x-rays, and it turned out that I had broken two ribs right next to my spine. The doctor said, "I can't see why it hurts." He told me to bend over, and he pulled out a big syringe. At this point, I didn't care any longer, and he injected it into my rear end. And it was wonderful. For the next 5 weeks, I was on pain medication. The worst thing was that I had to sit in a chair at night, as I couldn't lie down to sleep. And I discovered something about pain medication. It doesn't take away the pain. What happens is only that you do not care anymore. I just can tell you how great I felt when I could sit, walk, and sleep without pain again 2 months after that.